This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Ocean shipping rates have gone way up in recent days, largely because Yemen's Houthi rebels continue to attack ships in the Red Sea, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
About a third of global shipping typically passes through the Suez Canal and the Red Sea. But now, because of the attacks, more than 90% of ships are avoiding the route. Emily Benson at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that's one reason shipping containers is getting more expensive.
One of the biggest costs is time from point A to point Z. It can take about 2 weeks longer for goods to transit around Africa, for example.
For ships that are still passing through the Red Sea, insurance has also gotten more expensive because of the attacks. But Benson says, for context, even though shipping rates have more than doubled in recent weeks,
they're still significantly below where we were in 2021, 2022. So this is nothing like what we experienced during COVID-19.
At the height of the pandemic, shipping rates skyrocketed from less than $1,500 for a 40-foot container to more than $20,000 at one point. Now they're averaging around $3,000, though it depends on the route.
It's important to realize that shipping rates go up and down.
Christine McDaniel at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University says companies know this and generally price some amount of volatility in. That's why, she says, it usually takes a while before increases in shipping rates trickle down to the prices we as consumers pay for things.
It usually affects producer prices first and then consumer prices later, but we're not there yet.
Especially in the U.S. Mukul Krishna at Frost & Sullivan says it's a bit of a different story in Europe.
Right now, Europe is being impacted a lot more than North America, largely because most of Europe's shipping comes through those channels.
But Krishna says most companies he's talking to aren't that concerned about these higher shipping costs, at least not yet.
They are not, as of now, seeing any long-term impact, as of now being the key word over here.
Because, he says, if the conflict drags on or spreads, that could change. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.